I'm still here, KZ4M Mobile.
I just can't get the thing untangled. Man, I tell you what, sometimes, well, are you still on the move?
Affirmative. I'm on 176 in between 85 and 26.
Hey, David, you still there?
Still here, but I'm in the middle of this mess.
Well, what kind of little tool is it you need there, brother? Is it one of those little square things with the pegs coming out of it to drive the piston back?
W2T monitoring.
No, I've got one of those, but this thing is a bear, and there's another tool that I can't explain it, but it just presses against part of the caliper and then pushes the piston in and turns it at the same time.
I'd be glad to stop and pick you one up to save you from going to Traveler's Rest if you wanted me to, if I could figure out what you're talking about.
I'll fix it today. These pads do have just a teeny bit more wear on them, so I can stick them back on and you know, worry about it another day.
Be careful with them. I tell you what, we just love doing that kind of stuff, don't we? And I bet you just love still doing it after all the years that you did it.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me working at the dealership and not getting paid for it, because that happened more times than not. I mean, well, I can't say that, but it did happen a few times. Go ahead, Rusty. WUTTKB4CBA.
Hey, David and Steve, and I know there's somebody else in there. I didn't hear who it was, but anyway. It's always things are going on, and I guess you're playing with something around a car or a motorcycle or one of the two there, David, to get yourself in trouble. Get your fingers all greasy and all that other good stuff. And I don't know what Steve's doing out there today other than just running around possibly. Anyway, I just got back to the house and going out to pick up some parts, and they didn't come in at my post office yet, so I'm a little bit ticked at FedEx. So I'm getting ready to call them and let them know they about to screw up if they don't get to the post office before 4 o'clock to drop that package off, because the post office closes at 4, so you can't get in after that.
Still there? If you are, tell Rusty just how much influence he's going to have over there. I was in the 26 zone somewhere. Good luck with the post office, Rusty.
I ain't the post office that I got a problem with. The problem with is the stupid FedEx people. My package, according to their tracking system, arrived in Spartanburg at 2-something yesterday morning, yet they didn't get it out and put it on the truck until sometime this morning. They diddled around with it all in transit somewhere around in Spartanburg all during the day yesterday instead of putting it on a truck and taking it out to deliver it to the post office so they could, it get into my post office box this morning or last night.
That's one of those, what can you say? I mean, that's just the way that big corporations do, bud.
And the last time I shipped something with UPS, it got damaged. It took me 3 months to get it replaced because they kept dragging their feet. Anyway, let me go bug FedEx and see if I can build a fire under anybody's butt. Probably not. They probably stuck it in their home delivery system, and those people are, well, I'm not going to go there. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, I'll be back in a minute. W2T.
In this building. So, Dave, I'll be inside a building for about 90 seconds, and I'll be right back.
Young gentlemen, I'm wearing gloves, by the way. My hands are clean.
Call the radio, AK4HR, Mike here.
Roger.
Hey, David, I heard your predicament with working on the car. You probably already thought of it, but I don't know if you have, like, one of the local parts stores, but Have you thought about doing one of their tool loaner programs? Over.
I got, I've got a motorcycle I can ride over there. It's sitting right here. I let it warm up a little bit. I've got a bunch of tools laying around here and stuff I'd have to put up. Put my motorcycle back in the garage and the tires, and it'd take me a half hour just to clean all this mess up. And then, the store's not even a mile from here. So it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, David, I understand that completely. Typically I'll go over to my in-laws and the kids will want me to work on a car over there and don't have my toolbox with me, and the one tool I need is 4 miles away. But like you say, you're halfway through the job before you realize. And I always forget about that. It's not, loaner is kind of a misnomer. They charge you for it, but you can return it that day and they'll credit your card back. But I just thought I would mention that in case you hadn't thought about that. I know sometimes when I'm in the middle of a job, I'm thinking about the job, not necessarily something else that might help. But just thought I'd run that by you in case you hadn't thought about it, but it sounds like you already had. So anyway, just thought I'd throw that in there, so I'll go ahead and clear back out. But good to talk to you. Hope you get that done really soon and get back on the road.
But if I don't ride my motorcycle everywhere, which, I wouldn't mind that, unless it's just below freezing or raining. But anyway, I'd rather drive my Mustang. But it's going to go back together one way or the other. And this isn't my first rodeo, so. Anyway, 73, KB4, CBA.
Yeah, David, I know, one last comment. I know necessity becomes the mother of invention for sure. It's one of those things, you got to get it fixed. So, yeah, I've been in that spot too. So, anyway, thought I'd throw that out just as a thing, just like I say, in case you hadn't thought about it. But definitely try and stay warm as much as you can, even if you have to go on the bike. It's never fun below about 50. The older I get, the warmer it has to be before I fire mine up. And I'm finding out those days just need to be warmer and warmer as I go along. But anyway. Definitely be safe, stay warm. We'll talk again soon. 73, my friend.
Okay, KN4 VWA. Hey, David, there was some guy that rode his Harley down a wide glide to church this past Sunday. It was 27 degrees when I got up.
I've got a suit, and it's supposed to keep you comfortable down to 40, and I think it would probably go below that, but and it's very nice. Keeps you dry, keeps you getting a rainstorm, and it's a full body suit. Of course I don't need it today. It's beautiful out here. In fact, I'm working out here in the sun. I deliberately backed it out here in the sun so I'd be warm. Sensor that goes to the speedometer, or tells you, speed sensor, yeah, that one, it mounts in the transmission housing.
On your bike?
Yeah, I don't know, I haven't done it again. I'm thinking I have a switch problem, and because it just killed everything. Not everything. It killed the spark and the fuel. So the fuel pump wasn't running and there was no spark. So I'm thinking an ignition switch. Maybe I didn't have it turned on all the way. The lights were on the dash, but, who knows. But if it happens again, then I can do some, poking around with a test light and see what I got. But... I guess I better put a test light in the one of the bags, so I'll have it with me if I get stuck out on the road.
I used to ride a Honda GL1000 way back years ago. And, man, let me tell you what. I used to keep a meter and some tools and all kinds of stuff for that bike. It was always cutting up and doing some little something, you know. I used to blow a fuse for the lights, right? You know, something would start sputtering and it'd be an ignition wire loose or something like that. That's kind of like what soured me on Honda.
Either my fourth or fifth one, and I've never had any trouble out of them. Well, I'll take that back. I did have a carb problem out of one, but that's because some idiot went in there and cut the... He put pipes on it and opened it up, and then it leaned it out, and it hesitated when you dipped in the throttle, and he cut one of the metering rods. He cut the metering rod on the front carburetor, and it was just dumping fuel. And so once I discovered that and corrected the problem, then we had to put bigger jets in it, and that solved the problem. But I had those carburetors off so many times, I could do it in my sleep.
Well, jump back in there with it, bud. Now I gotta get me some fuel. I'll catch you later, KN4, BWA, clear.
Bumper's beginning to turn, so I hope it's going in too. we'll find out here in a minute. 73's KB4CBA.